This is the story of one man's incredible journey from crack addict to CEO and his mission to help others. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, is an American icon, having appeared on TV more than 2 million times and selling more than 40 million MyPillows. Now, Mike shares his incredible story of addiction, divine intervention, and hope. In his new memoir, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, learn how Mike's 14 near-death experiences and heavy crack addiction led him from a place of total darkness into the light. Mike's personal stories of transformation remind us that with faith, all things are possible. Call now or visit MyPillow.com to order your copy of What Are the Odds? Enter the promo code and Mike will ship your entire order free. Plus, he'll send you a $25 MyPillow gift card. Mike spent the last 7 years writing his book and decided to share his story to help bring hope and inspiration to everyone who reads it. Whether you're a young entrepreneur looking for guidance or a seasoned CEO looking for inspiration, you'll find it in What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. People are praising Mike's new book with 5-star reviews. Mike's candid story is a sobering reminder that addiction affects us all. In this must-read book, Mike holds nothing back and takes you on his personal journey.
But now the game was over. The house had won. I was going to die right here on this deserted street, a small item in the news. American tourist goes missing in Mexico.
Call the number on your screen now or visit MyPillow.com to get your copy of What Are the Odds? Enter the promo code on your screen and Mike will ship your entire order today, absolutely free. But wait, as a special thanks, Mike will also send you a $25 MyPillow gift card with your order. Proceeds will help fund the Lindell Recovery Network. Order now.
Where are our lights?
They're wherever you're willing to draw a line and say, you cannot come across this line or I'll kill you. That's where your rights are. And if you don't understand that, folks, then it's beyond my capability to explain it to you. They will get away with whatever you let them get away with. And until you draw the line and you're willing to die for what you believe in, they will keep taking and taking and taking and taking until there is no more to take.
There's just something about today on this Labor Day. Everybody's, I guess, celebrating. You know, Ashley is eating corn on the cob right now, which is good. I mean, you know, everybody has to do their thing and break away, spend some time with family. But something does not sit right with me. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I don't know how to describe it. This morning, my natural tendency would have been to, you know, to not come to work and take the day off and just have fun and celebrate. We literally have like 500 people, Americans in Afghanistan, and everybody's saying that that the Taliban is holding them hostage. That's not true. Who is holding them hostage is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who's sitting at home. He's probably eating corn pop on the cob. I wasn't going to come to the 6 p.m. show. Not to berate. I just don't. Here's the deal. I want everybody to enjoy themselves. I want you out there, you know, at the barbecue. I want you spending time with your families. And I'm hoping that you're tuning into me. I just don't feel right. I just don't feel right. It's not a holier than thou thing. I mean, I'm hoping that I'm reaching you guys. You got me fired up. Oh my God. We got Facebook people. Hold on a second. Let me turn that off. You guys need to get off of Facebook, please. Okay. I'm gonna turn off the chat. I'm gonna put your chat up on the screen, but if you want to chat with us, you have to join us on any other platform but Facebook, please. If you could, hold on a second. How do I turn that off? There we go. Let me turn that off. Please go to PeteSantilli.mobi. That's PeteSantilli.mobi. We have plenty of places for you to join us. I'm just not going to enable the people that are enabling the communists over there. So I'm going to make it as inconvenient as possible, but we send our stream to you with love. There's, you know, saying good evening. And I mean, you people over there that are refusing to defend even our First Amendment. I have no idea why we're still there, by the way. No clue, because, you know, ivermectin is a great way to avoid getting COVID. There are, there's Z-Packs, there's zinc, so many different ways. And I'm going to say that on Facebook. It'll probably go nowhere. We're throttled back. But I mean, if you're just one of the weak profiles that they have you as a weak profile and you're harmless and you can just come in and say, oh, God bless you and good evening. Then you're okay. Then they give us the false illusion like we're actually doing something, but you can accomplish absolutely nothing on Facebook. It's run by a machine. It's an algorithm that has us all profiled as belligerents. There's no reason to stay there. People that are on Facebook water their speech down, which is like throwing the First Amendment out the window. So why do that? Speak freely. Go elsewhere. There's many other platforms, and we want you to join us. Please do. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put your chat messages. Before I get to that, text SBN to 74121, SBN to 74121, and then of course find all of our links at PeteSantilli.mobi. If I sound stressed, it's not a matter of stress. I have so much compassion for our country. I'm mourning our country right now. I've never, as United States Marine, never, ever, ever thought, you know, I would say that over my lifetime, I saw, okay, so a Democrat's going to act like a Democrat, but a president will act like a commander in chief, no matter what. I mean, it has to be that way. That's what our country's all about. You set politics aside and you do the right thing for the American people. I mean, we've never left anyone behind in the fashion that's being left behind right now. The Taliban are not holding Americans hostage right now. It's Joe Biden, the State Department. The State Department is refusing to allow those planes to leave. It's the State Department. I have news reports that I'm going to be reading. That comes from Joe Biden. The Taliban are merely assisting the true terrorists that are occupying our government and the White House. The State Department is nothing but a CIA storefront. Okay, ask Edward Snowden. He used to go in when he was working for Booz Allen Hamilton as a CIA contractor, messing around with all the servers that are distributed in all of our embassies. Everyone with diplomatic cover with the State Department is working for the CIA. I mean, that's essentially, and I can go break that down for you. But the CIA hates Americans. They do. They've actually pointed all of their weapons from MK Ultra, all mind control technology. They're working with DARPA, of course, to develop nanoparticulates. They've got their patents with Qualcomm. They're using us as two-way communications devices. They're setting up their global control grid. This is the Central Intelligence Agency that must be destroyed. They're holding Americans hostage in Afghanistan. The Biden administration is the front face of this hatred towards Americans. They're bringing 100,000 plus Afghanis that are unvetted who will eventually make their way to the FBI payroll and be dressed up in a suicide vest, thanks to the good graces of the FBI, who will train them and supply them with bomb making material. So that way, they can also use those Afghanis with suicide vests, have them dressed up as Trump supporters. They'll do that as well, I'm sure, because that's the narrative they want to propagate. So I'm feeling, a sense of mourning for our country. I am. I just can't. I just feel a duty, you know, to continue to work. I just don't. It's just me. I'm not saying that you should too. I don't want you to. I want you guys to kick back, enjoy your families, enjoy the show. I've got a couple of news articles that I want to cover. I literally have nobody here right now, in the studio, but that's okay. I'm with you guys. Hopefully everyone is enjoying their time off. I got Angie with me. Hi, Angie. Angie's always with me. She's so dedicated. She is. Yes, Lolo said you have us, Pete. That's right. Yeah. That's why I wanted to come in, because I figured if you guys just punch in to the show, you know, maybe you're in the backyard with family, and I want to say hello to your family as well. Pete, you need time to yourself. Go and have a drink and a burger. Come back another day. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna relax. Listen, I love our country. I love you guys so much. I love the people that are just victims of this very, very corrupt system. That the American empire, as it collapses, they're being victimized this way. But in no way, listen, in no way am I, you know, saying that you need to do the same thing that I'm doing. I'm actually just coming to work so that I can spend time with you guys a little bit. And I'm going to do some technical stuff. Maybe I will go get a burger and a beer. I don't know. I'm going to shut down after about an hour. I'm going to do that. But listen, be prayerful. Be prayerful. Biden is holding Americans hostage in Afghanistan. Okay. We're not allowed to threaten him. He's the president of the United States, but we need to have tens of thousands of people just freaking push the front fence down to the White House and go in there and pull them out and throw them out on the front porch with the permission, of course, of Secret Service and United States Marine Corps. That ain't going to happen though, but that's what he deserves. The same thing as what happened when Barack Obama was in there. I suggested that. They actually ended up evacuating Obama. When we went there for a whole bunch of Patriots went there, we covered that story. I'll never forget it. In October of 2013, they closed down the Veterans War Memorial because they said, oh, we don't have staffing. I'm like, we don't need your government staffing, you freaking communists. He shut down the war memorial. We took down all the barricades, all the veterans did, and threw it out in front of the White House. Oh, man, that put me on the radar of the Obama administration, and probably still to this day. I'm telling you right now, these freaking communists, they have their day coming. We're about ready to start boxing, officially and formally. It's going to come. Telling you this right now, and I can't wait till that happens. These freaking communists. Joe Biden needs to be dealt with appropriately by the whatever. What authorities are there? There are no authorities anymore. I mean, seriously. There are no authorities. The whole system is corrupt. He's deferring now to the United Nations on our gun rights. Can you imagine these freaking globalist communists? I don't go by your United Nations thing. Anything that is oppositional to the U.S. Constitution is null and void. Joe Biden, he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know how to put his catheter in his penis. Yeah. We need to start dealing with these communists. And here comes Deb. Hi, Deb. Here comes Mr. Duper. Mr. Cooper Duper, come over here for a second. Please come and comfort me. All right? You showed up to work today, Cooper, right? What do you guys got going on? What'd you say? Sell coffee? Okay. Jeez. Unbelievable. He just tells me what to do. He says the reason why he's so energetic is because he drinks Pistol Pete's fresh roasted coffee. Sandpoint, Idaho is where it's from. There it is. You can go to Pistol Pete's store and order your coffee. Oh, by the way, we had to take the CBD product down. We had to. Shopify said, ugh. They actually shut our account down. And we had to pull the CBD products, but we're making arrangements. We're going to get it over to Pistol Pete's store. We just need to use a different payment processor. Their bank won't allow any transactions, Shopify's bank, and we have a great relationship with them, so we had to comply. So we'll get those CBD products put back up again over at Pistol Pete's store with a different payment processor. That's all we need to do. So I apologize for any inconvenience, but Dickens CBD products are good, and that is nothing against Shopify. Shopify was great. They just said, hey, our bank will not allow us to sell CBD products. But we have other payment processors that you can use at Pistol Pete's store. So that's what we're going to do. Okay. We are going to do that. What do we have today? Got a couple things that I want to share with you. And we're going to do probably 45 more minutes. And then people are saying, oh, Pete, go have a burger and a beer. Right? What? What did you say? Here, talking into the microphone.
I said, I told you that they would want you to
have
a burger and a beer.
But you know what? Listen, I just
I know.
I had to show up to work this morning. I had to show up to work this afternoon. I've been working through this, right? Just the whole thing, like the discussion that we had about the Satanists and the importance of that discussion. That's just not settling well with me. And these same exact Satanists are like, oh, well, all of those people, you know, that are in Afghanistan, the Taliban is holding them hostage. And you got Republicans that are running out there saying that the Taliban is holding them hostage. And it's simply not true. Why don't the Republicans come run out? Like, what's her name? Lauren Boebert, you know, she's about to get redistricted out. All of these, well, quote unquote, Hollywood Republicans, right? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, and Lauren Boebert, and it's all these other do nothing Republicans. Why don't they just call it out for what it is? Joe Biden is holding Americans hostage with the Taliban assisting. Joe Biden is holding them. State Department's not even letting those. He's not even saying anything to them. He's not. I mean, the Taliban are like, shoot, Joe Biden didn't even call us to do anything. We're just going to hold him here, you know? We're just going to hold him here. You can't even blame this on the Taliban. You have to blame it on Joe Biden. Joe Biden has not even issued. Has anybody heard Joe Biden come to the microphone and say, I have just issued an ultimatum to the Taliban that if you don't release the Americans, I'm going to turn your entire country into glass. So good luck with your little country takeover. How about that? Right? Why doesn't he say that? Has he said that? And then they refused, and then he can therefore put the blame on the Taliban? No. Joe Biden is sitting in a bunker in his basement in Delaware. It's on his official itinerary right here. Oh, 6 p.m. The president departs Wilmington, Delaware en route to the White House. Newcastle National Guard Base. Why don't people go to the Newcastle National Guard Base and scream at Joe Biden, say you're a freaking war criminal, aiding and abetting the enemy? You need to be brought up for treason against the United States of America, arrested, tried, convicted, and then dealt the appropriate penalty. And it's not what I suggested of Hillary Clinton. This is treason, folks. You understand? This is not some political thing. Like, you know, me being a Trump supporter, I'm all butthurt because, you know, President Trump got voted out. And no, that's not what this is about. First of all, the American people have been overthrown, and it's time to overthrow back. Okay? In defense of our nation, it's time to overthrow that bastard. Yes, I just said it. And it's not overthrowing a government. It's an illegitimately installed government. There's going to be due process that I advocate for, and it's coming. We're going to respond and overthrow you back. Wendy Rogers, Senator Wendy Rogers from Arizona. You know what she just said? Don't ever forget this. We outnumber them. She's a colonel in the United States Air Force. I spoke to her personally. I said, how about if we put 100,000 people on your front doorstep of the legislature to kind of allow you to persuade your fellow legislators to throw the bums out? And she said, absolutely, bring them. Let's go. Let's get 100,000 people at the Arizona legislature to tell the legislators what to do with the Electoral College. How about that? How about some power of persuasion? She said she would like that. Is anybody going to harm Senator Wendy Rogers? A colonel in the United States Air Force, former colonel? Colonel Wendy Rogers, whose commission does not expire? I asked her personally. She said, let's go. Let's do it. We run this place. We outnumber them, folks. We outnumber them. Joe Biden is illegitimately in the White House right now and also holding Americans hostage in Afghanistan. How much more do we need to take as a country? How much more? How much more do we need to take as a country? I'm going to go to Studio B, but I got to fix something here. Try this. Ah, there we go. We're all set up. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah, just the second half of the show. I'll be set up at Studio B. I gotta work some tweaks. You know what? Can we do that? Can I go get a beer and a burger?
Yeah. Huh? You sure can.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, even Seculo admitted it's the National Socialist behind this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cover my news stories. I'm going to go to Studio B. As a matter of fact, what I do need to tell you is that this is important because Mike Lindell has sent out notifications. Okay? He has sent out notifications about there's a huge, huge special going on right now, okay? And let me tell you about it. You got to go to MyPillow.com. Of course, the six-piece towel set, $39.99. Look at the flash sale on the pillows, $29.98. 40% off on slippers, but watch this. Boom! Save up to 75% on certain items with the promo code PETE. You got to go to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Click on that link. Make sure you're signed up. Purchase as much as you can and support us. Just to let you know, our donations have dwindled. Our jerky sales have dwindled. Our support with MyPillow has maintained. Okay. We need you guys, if you have the means to do it, kick it up a notch, of course, and support us. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Pete. We're going to see how sales go with the MyPillow sales. If we get no PayPal donations, we get, you know, great support on the MyPillow side. That's just as good. So, but I need to take a look at everything. But right now, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Maybe people are just, they're hesitant, or we could just get cut off so bad that people just say, well, you know, Pete gets support. He got a $100 donation. That's right. Hold on a second. I got another one. another, hey, there's an anonymous donor with a $100 PayPal donation, Deb Jordan. Look at that. Huh? But whenever I say that, guess what happens? I mean, just unfortunately, when I say, oh, we got a $100 PayPal donation, bam, everybody else stops. They're like, oh, well, that should be good enough. It's just like a slow death, you know, that you ever watch that movie? What is that movie where people are not supposed to click on it to see the guy in the electric chair? The more people to click on it, the more the electricity goes up and he gets zapped and they just have this morbid curiosity to see.
That was actually a real experiment at one of the Ivy League colleges, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually real where, you know, they simulated somebody being.
Well, this is what's happening. This is what's happening with our listening audience. Everyone is like, well, if we all stop donating, let's just see him die right in front of us, right? Mm. What? That's terrible. You're right. But you know what? All we need is to survive. That's it. That's all. You know, Mike Lindell sacrificed everything, right? Mm-hmm. General Flynn sacrificed everything. How many? Not that I'm in any... of any caliber of those great patriots. I'm just saying, I mean, they have a lot of money and they're sacrificing it all. The least I could do is just, you handed me a banana today. That was great. Yeah. Oh, look at this. We got another PayPal. Wow. Pello. Oh, Pello is, it's Pello C. Huh?
What? Pello C. That's pretty funny. Is that, clever? Is that clever? Are they being clever? Yes. He said, oh, no, it's Lolo.
Huh?
It's Lolo.
It is Lolo. Oh, Lolo, you are so awesome.
You.
It says Pello. And I don't want to say the last name. But you know that, you know what that name reminds me of? This song right here. You want to hear it?
Oh yeah, always.
Okay. Here it is. Come on. Really? That's not that song.
I started to say, I can't say I've ever heard this before. And it doesn't sound like it's something you would listen
to. No. What?
And it doesn't sound like something you would listen to.
No, that's nothing that I would listen to.
Right.
But here it is. No, that's not it.
Oh, you're so funny.
I don't know what the name of the song is. That's why I'm having a... Oh, I know what it is. Huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait. Huh?
Yeah.
Here it is. Can you hear that?
I can.
In the background?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Pello, is it me you're looking for? Pello, right?
Yes.
That's her name. Right?
I used to love this song.
Yeah.
I covered this song a lot.
You did?
Oh yeah, back in the day.
I used to use this song to manipulate my girlfriends when I was younger.
What's up, everybody?
What's that? Oh my God. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Her name is Pello with a $25 donation. Pello, is it me you're looking for? Whoa!
I've been alone with you inside my mind.
There you go. Pello, mm-hmm. Right? That's not an appropriate love song. I mean, it's an appreciation for the 20. That's right. Sometimes I see my heart. What?
And in my dreams I kissed your lips
a thousand times. Yes.
I sometimes see you pass
outside my door. Hello. Thank you for the $25 donation. Holy cow. Wait a minute. Watch this. Check this out. Andrew Morrow, $200 PayPal donation. You want to hear something else? And the natural tendency
Lolo
is for everybody
said
to say
her name is pronounced, or their name is pronounced, Palo.
Palo. Palo.
Palo.
Palo.
Is me.
Hello. Thank you. Guess what? Guess what? Listen to this. Listen to this. Coming in. Andrew Morrow, $200 donation.
Oh, my.
Guess goodness. What else? Bonnie H. I need to be careful with the last names.
Yes.
$250 donation. Look at that. Stephanie Bell, $100 donation.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And this is getting
listen,
serious.
Resist the temptation, okay? And check this out. If you have the means to support us, watch this. Another great way to support us right here. And I'm going to go to Studio B, by the way.
I know.
But remember, tonight, it's the final call. Up to 75% off. Go to frankspeech.com. Go to that button there. 75% off. Click on the button to get to MyPillow. Use promo code Pete. If you have the means to support me, if you guys spent $800,000, you support Mike Lindell. You support the Pete Santilli Show. We'll be right back. I'll be in Studio B right after this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
Hey, everybody. Pete Santilli here. I want to thank you for supporting our show and supporting PistolPete'sJerky.com. Our regular customers know that for every single order that you purchase, even if it's for one bag, we'll give you two free U.S. Constitutions. That's right. If you go to PistolPete'sJerky.com, even if you only order one bag, we're putting two free U.S. Constitutions. One is for you to read from cover to cover. The other one is to give away to a friend or family member. Our goal right now is to get out a million U.S. Constitutions as quickly as we possibly can. This is one of the most important times in our nation's history. So right along with a great, delicious American jerky, go to PistolPete'sJerky.com, place your order, get two free U.S. Constitutions. We'll ship that out to you. We're also offering bulk purchases. You can actually go to PistolPete'sJerky.com. You can purchase our 100-pack and our 200-pack of America's Future. That's General Flynn's pocket U.S. Constitution. As I said, this is one of the most important times in our nation's history and one of the most important times that we need to be fueled by our listenership, by our viewership. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com. You'll support our show. You'll support our staff members. Make a purchase, and you can also order to auto ship on a regular basis. I want to thank you very much from the bottom of our heart at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with the nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton, with proprietary technology, and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. For example, you get my six-piece towel sets, regular $109.99, now only $44.98, or MyPillow dog beds for as low as $19.99 with your promo code.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last minute. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. Deb and I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source we use for emergency food planning, and right now you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive, and saving $50 is impossible to pass up, but supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithpete.com and stock up now. That's preparewithpete.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now.
Our American heroes love getting down and dirty, fighting for our freedoms and safety. My fellow Americans, the Hero Soap Company is a veteran-owned business with quality soaps and scrubs made in America for the benefit of our American heroes. Each bar of handmade soap is blended with a mix of essential oils, real goat's milk, saponified oils of safflower, palm and coconut, and all-natural colorants. Place your order today by visiting myherosoap.com for a 20% discount. And for every purchase, a portion of sales is donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. Visit myherosoap.com and subscribe for 20% off with promo code KEEP. Every soap purchased is matched one-to-one and sent overseas to our troops. Go to myherosoap.com and order your soaps, scrubs, and even cool Patriot gear. Support our troops. Support our first responders. Support our heroes and let freedom clean by visiting myherosoap.com.
And here we go. And here we are. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at myself here in the screen. I don't look disheveled, do I?
No, you look great.
I did my hair this way very intentionally. I'm having a bad hair day.
That looks good.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, this is what we're going to do. I'm being overwhelmed right now by your support, and that's a beautiful thing. Just keep this in mind. Your support at MyPillow.com. If you go to FrankSpeech.com and you support us, you also support Mike Lindell. I am 100%, and I mean all in. Tomorrow morning, you want to tune in to FrankSpeech.com because this guy, Josh Merritt, just won't quit. I know Deb doesn't like to hear me say this, but I've been preparing clips that I'm going to play in his own words. By the way, is your NDI working over there?
No.
Oh, it's not.
But this cat can see you on the front monitor.
Why is that not working?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
That's stupid. Okay. Anyways. Okay, there we go. There we go. Fantastic. You should see me now, right?
I do.
All right. I want to cover our top news headline because, before I do, we got another $50 PayPal donation from Susan. Why never stop fighting me? Oh, Susan, listen, you just donated $50 and I'm going to give you $5 trillion back in never stopping the fight. I will never stop. I promise you that. $50 donation. Kristen P. coming in hot with a $300 donation.
Wow.
$300 donation is a quadruple wow. Jodell F. with a $50 donation. And we did Andrew Marl. If you guys have the means to support us, as a matter of fact, check this out. I will even say this. I will share in the wealth of your generosity, okay, with Mike Lindell. I will as well. So that's another way to support us. If you go to MyPillow.com there's up to 75% off tonight, actually, between now and midnight. If you go to MyPillow.com, you can order towel sets for Christmas. You can order pillows for Christmas. You can order slippers for Christmas. You receive up to 75% off. If you go to frankspeech.com, click that button through Frank Speech, use promo code Pete. You support Mike Lindell and you support the Pete Santilli Show. People are sending me declarations. Just released tonight. Okay, listen, I love Simon Parks. I love Charlie Ward. I do. I love them. But I don't want declarations of independence from people outside the country. I mean, I love them and everything. But it's we the people here in the United States of America. I think both Simon Parks and Charlie Ward are sitting in the UK. Are they not? And they're writing declarations of independence.
Well, maybe they're writing them for their own country.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
But let's get to, listen to me. The State Department, then the Taliban, have reportedly blocked private rescue planes from departing Afghanistan. What does that say to you, folks? What does that tell you as to who the culprit is in this hostage-taking event in Afghanistan? Several reports now are trickling in over the weekend about these planes stuck in Afghanistan, trying to evacuate stranded Americans and Afghan allies, right? This is what we got going from the Joe Biden administration. And this is how it's being put. Zero chatter from the White House on the U.S. hostage crisis. Biden's media blackout is continuing on this thing. Again, I asked you, when is the last time you heard Joe Biden say, I just told the Taliban, you release those planes right now. You release every single American, anyone with a passport, any of our, whoever it is, you release them immediately, or we will turn your little brown sand digging arse into glass. But right now, multiple reports confirm that the Taliban are keeping Americans from departing Mazar Sharif Airport, northern Afghanistan. But no evacuation flights have been reported to have left the country since the last military plane departed on the August 31st, quote unquote, deadline issued by who? By the Taliban. Joe Biden is just, I'm going to go to my bunker and I'm just going to wait for the next demand by the Taliban. What? Oh my goodness. So disrespectful to the presidency. This guy is disrespectful to the presidency. Now, the White House, of course, maintaining a wall of silence about the developing hostage situation. Yeah, because they're actually responsible for it. Here's the quote. There's zero chatter in the White House about getting American citizens out of Afghanistan. And that's from Jack Posobiec on Twitter. They're acting like they aren't even there, said a White House official. The White House's radio silence on this unfolding hostage crisis follows an order by the White House counsel to ghost the media seeking information on events in Afghanistan. Becker News reported earlier that multiple Pentagon sources indicate there's been a lockdown on all requests for information. You know, you scumbag feeding taxpayers are not to be asking questions. You're to sit there and just wait for your UN mandates, okay? As a matter of fact, do me a favor, put your guns outside your front door, all right? Please, just do that. You know, and as they say, when they come to your door, cuff up. And I'm going to use the Ammon Bundy response to come over here and cuff up. No, come and get me. That's what he says, right? Oh, my goodness. That was a debacle. Can I have Ammon Bundy on the show, please? I think it's time to have Ammon Bundy on the show.
Sure.
I've actually stayed away from him because I didn't want to destroy his political career. Because every time we get together, we get charged with a conspiracy.
I know. You know. Told him that the other day. Right? It was so hilarious.
I didn't bring him on the show for his protection.
I didn't want to, soil on his political. It's time to bring Ammon Bundy on the show.
It was like, every time I talk to you, we both go to jail.
Yeah.
He started laughing.
Huh?
He started laughing too.
Yeah. And Ammon and I, we have to have a conversation. We do. Listen, you scumbags, okay? When they come to your house, put your guns out in front of your house, and they're going to say, cuff up. Cuff up means, like, when you're in solitary confinement, like Ammon Bundy was, they open this little door where they slide your chow through it. It's so disgusting. I spent 7 months where they're sliding my meal through my... I don't even do that to Cooper. Cooper, do I do that to you? We don't even do that. We don't slide his meal. The guy gets gourmet food handed to him. We just about spoon feed him. Cooper. He doesn't even come to us for food anymore. We go to him. Remember how anxious he used to be? He'd come over to us and wag his tail. Now he just sits there and waits for us to come and spoon feed him. The White House counsel, via the National Security Council's legal department, told multiple federal agencies and departments not to respond to Afghanistan correspondence. You see, because you scumbag taxpayers don't need to know what's going on. We're going to conduct everything in secrecy. It's all top secret information. Now, the State Department, which is a CIA storefront, says it cannot confirm if the Taliban is holding American planes hostage in Afghanistan. You know why? Because it's the State Department that's holding the planes and saying that they can't leave. And the Taliban's doing the bidding of the State Department, which is a CIA storefront. They're saying, we cannot confirm whether 6 planes holding American citizens are being held hostage by the Taliban in northern Afghanistan. Listen to this. We got a Republican from Texas. His name is Michael McCall. He's the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Cue John McCain. Grab the token Republican, the fake Republicans. Planes are being held hostage for demands right now. By who? By the State Department. By the Biden administration. A spokesperson for the State Department sent a response that it doesn't have the ability to confirm the veracity of McCall's claims. This is so ridiculous. The State Department says it has no information on the ground in Afghanistan after the U.S. Embassy staff and the U.S. military departed the country last month. Bull crap. Okay? We have the technology. We don't even need to be there to know what the heck's going on. They know exactly how many people are there. It's the undesirables that they have there that are being held hostage. People with passports that you can't use as FBI suicide bombers, okay, that are being left behind. They only want the Afghani belligerents that are on the terror watch list because those are the perfect FBI candidates. When they come to the United States, the FBI is going to be monitoring them. They're going to be surveilling them. They're going to be training them. They're going to be supplying them with bomb-making material, okay? You can't have the ones with passports that know what the FBI is, and that is they're a corrupt criminal crime syndicate. Somebody sending me a money request. Oh, my goodness. Happy Labor Day. And Joanne just requested $25. Okay, you want me to pay you? Huh?
That's so funny.
Wrong button, Joanne. if you want me to pay you $25, I mean, I love you. I'll do that. I will certainly do that. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Listen. The United States saying that they have no personnel in the country, no air assets, they're saying. Now, can you imagine this? They're saying, we have no air assets. I wonder why. because you gave them all to the Taliban. The agency doesn't have a reliable means to confirm the basic details of charter flights. Guess what? We have private contractors that are saying, here are the details. We have a whole bunch of Americans sitting on these planes, and that State Department is saying we can't take off. Why don't you get the information from the contractors who are on the ground? Americans who care about Americans. And they don't know who may be organizing them. They don't even know who's organizing these events. They don't know the number of U.S. citizens and other priority groups on board the planes, the accuracy of the rest of the manifest, and where they plan to land, among many other issues. The State Department is saying that they're absolutely clueless. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, if you send out a tweet and five people say that Joe Biden deserves to be assassinated, five people do that, and you send a tweet, they will have you SWAT teamed in 15 minutes. Right? Isn't that true?
It is.
I mean, go send out a tweet. Go ahead, do it. Send out a tweet that Joe Biden needs to be assassinated for leaving Americans behind and committing treason. You will be SWAT teamed in 15 minutes. But if you're an American with a passport and you're Afghanistan, State Department's going to, oh, we don't know anything. We don't know what's going on where. Oh, we don't know. We have no idea what's going on. Where am I? Why am I here? Now they're saying, we understand the concern that many people are feeling as they try to facilitate further charter and other passage out of Afghanistan, said the State Department. We understand your concern. We're very, very compassionate people. The State Department is now saying that they're going to hold the Taliban to its commitments it made to allow people to depart Afghanistan after the U.S. pullout. As with all Taliban commitments, we're focused on deeds, not words. We're going to provide them with positive reinforcement. If they're good, we'll give them some little Taliban poppy lolly sticks.
The poppy lolly sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are heroin pops. We remind the Taliban that once the entire international community is focused on whether they lived up to their commitments, the State Department spokesperson says that the agency will not respond to several requests from the Epic Times. See, if you're with the Epic Times and you ask a question of the State Department, we're not answering that. But if you're with the Taliban and they say, aloha, snakbar, you know, they're saying, oh, we're going to hold you to your commitments. We're going to respond to you. They're talking to the Taliban, but they won't speak to the Epic Times. They're negotiating with the Taliban, but they won't speak to the American people. Why? Because Joe Biden and Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're all a bunch of Muslim Brotherhood, global Islamic terrorist supporters. That's why the Central Intelligence Agency is building a caliphate and destroying the United States of America. Hello? Cooper, seriously, why don't you come up for a feeding at least? Cuff up. The final U.S. evacuation flight out of Afghanistan was commissioned last week. Okay, so how can we say that the final U.S. evacuation flight left last week and we have six planes sitting on the tarmac and Joe Biden has said nothing? He went on vacation. The Biden administration, including the State Department, they've received unprecedented blowback over how the evacuation pullout were carried out. After the U.S. military mission ended, some Americans and Afghan collaborators were left inside of Afghanistan, and we also have Marines that are saying that they received a countdown right before all their fellow United States Marines were blown up. They're like, oh, 10 minutes until you get blown up into hamburger meat. On Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, he's the top deputy to Biden. He told CNN, oh boy, everyone tune into CNN. I like how they report on CNN stuff. 10 people are over there. We have more viewers on our show on frankspeech.com in the morning than Brian Stelter gets during any peak weekday. That's the truth. I think, what's he doing? He's doing like 20,000 people or something like that. We believe that there's around 100 people. We're in touch with all of them. Who have I? They're saying now we're in touch with all of them who we have identified on a regular basis, says Klain. Obviously, we're hopeful that in the coming days, the Qataris will be able to resume air service out of Kabul. You know what? That's it. Guess what I'm going to do? You guys, if you have the means to support us, please do that. You can go to our PayPal, but even better yet, go to frankspeech.com, click on that MyPillow link, use promo code Pete, save up to 75%. That happens between now and midnight. I want you guys to support Mike Lindell, support the Pete Santilli Show, and get lots of really, really, really good deals, you guys. Okay? We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. I'm going to come out of the gates. Deb and I are going to hit it really hard. She's going to put her makeup on and work on that all night long. We'll see you tomorrow. Just kidding.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America! For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last minute. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. Deb and I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source we use for emergency food planning, and right now you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive, and saving $50 is impossible to pass up, but supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithpete.com and stock up now. That's preparewithpete.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
Hey, everybody. Pete Santilli here. I want to thank you for supporting our show and supporting PistolPete'sJerky.com. Our regular customers know that for every single order that you purchase, even if it's for one bag, we'll give you two free U.S. Constitutions. That's right. If you go to PistolPete'sJerky.com, even if you only order one bag, we're putting two free U.S. Constitutions. One is for you to read from cover to cover. The other one is to give away to a friend or family member. Our goal right now is to get out a million U.S. Constitutions as quickly as we possibly can. This is one of the most important times in our nation's history. So right along with a great, delicious American jerky, go to PistolPete'sJerky.com, place your order, get two free U.S. Constitutions. We'll ship that out to you. We're also offering bulk purchases. You can actually go to PistolPete'sJerky.com. You can purchase our 100-pack and our 200-pack of America's Future. That's General Flynn's pocket U.S. Constitution. As I said, this is one of the most important times in our nation's history and one of the most important times that we need to be fueled by our listenership, by our viewership. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com. You'll support our show. You'll support our staff members. Make a purchase, and you can also order to auto ship on a regular basis. I want to thank you very much from the bottom of our heart at PistolPete'sJerky.com.